Dean, how are you? I just got back from Navy War College. I'm sorry I wasn't here when you called.
I told Nick yesterday to get in touch with Bobby Kennedy, and he messed around with it, talked to him, I think, and then they decided they'd let their secretaries get together again the day sometime between 12 and 4 and work out an appointment. Nick was over briefing on crime this morning, and I told him to go on and get a hold of Bobby and see him because he was making noises like he thought he ought to come to the White House.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm afraid that's what he wanted to do. But before Nick could get back to him, he's calling wanting an appointment. So we've got to see him over here. The whole damn thing's been mishandled. I guess he wants to use the White House as a platform to talk about his new peace proposal. I see nothing we can do except see him, do you?
I think you probably ought to see him. And if you want me to, I'll follow up and see him myself, but I think it's better for Nick to go in the first instance. But you notice that both the foreign minister in Paris and the Hanoi people in Paris have denied that he had any message from them.
Yes, but what effect will it have, his coming down here with all of his reporters? See, he leaks everything he does. He leaked the Newsweek article before he left Paris, and he traveled with his newspaper men, just part of his party. Now, he'll be coming down here, and my guess is, be telling me about what peace overtures he's got.
Well, I think I don't quite know any way to arrange that, if he's got anything about what Hanoi would do if we stopped the bombing, other than...
He got nothing but this. Have you read this French...
Yes, I did see that. I did see that.
Nothing to that, is it?
No. At least we don't have anything about any de-escalation or whether they'd stop sending their people across the city.
Well, isn't this just a theory of some Frenchman?
You
nothing
know,
from Hanoi, is it?
Although it was confirmed by the Hanoi representative. He said, yes, that's what we do have in mind. But,
Now, wait a minute. I don't follow that.
Apparently, the Frenchman who gave Bobby this three-point business later went back to the Hanoi man there and said, is this about right? And apparently the Hanoi man said, yes, that's about right. But we just got a telegram in from Moscow, and we have a direct contact with Hanoi, and they haven't told us that.
What did they say?
It was simply a repetition of what it was said earlier. There was no further development of the Hanoi position. They did discuss at some length the business of keeping the talks quiet, and Hanoi representative was very anxious to keep them quiet. But there was no answer from Hanoi to any of our earlier earlier proposals. So at least Hanoi is not going out of its way to say that to us. I think you have to see him, Mr. President, if he's asking to see you, and hear him out, and just tell him that we've had that kind of information before, but what we can't get from him is anything direct from him. We're not lacking contact here. But what we want to know is what would happen, and they're not willing to tell us that. He's got a lot of New York men out there in Vietnam in uniform, and they keep sending these men down the trail and across the 17th parallel, and you'd like to get this thing stopped, and if he's got anything on that, we'd be glad to hear it.
Well,
I got the impression from Vance Hartke last night at a little party that Bobby Kennedy was sort of getting himself in a position where he's going to try to benefit from it either way. We have peace, he tried. He was responsible. If we don't have peace, he tried. That kind of approach to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.